Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Protesters gathered near the White House on Thursday as U.S. President Joe Biden met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for talks on winding down the Gaza conflict. Protests poured fake blood and immersed their hands in it to symbolize the blood of Palestinian people. Peaceful pro-Palestinian and pro-Israeli protesters argued and carried flags as the White House meeting got underway. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris spoke to the nation's largest teachers union in Houston, Texas on Thursday as she sought to unify Democrats behind her bid for the party's presidential nomination. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Good morning, AFT! Good morning!
The American Federation of Teachers has long been a core constituency of the Democratic Party, and the union's president, Randy Weingarten, gave Harris a full-throated endorsement.
This is the most pro-labor, pro-worker, pro-family, pro-public education administration in our history.
Harris is the frontrunner to win the Democratic nomination ahead of her party's August convention after President Joe Biden abruptly bowed out of the race and endorsed her.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Britain, the United States, and South Korea on Thursday issued a warning over a North Korean-backed global cyber espionage campaign to further the country's nuclear ambitions. Law enforcement and intelligence agencies said a group, quote, has been compromising organizations around the world to steal sensitive and classified technical information and intellectual property data. The group has been identified as an arm of Pyongyang's spy agency, according